And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studio with Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. The new three-quarter day run out of Fisherman's Landing. First time in history. Hard to believe.
I know, right?
He has a lot of history. You know,
built a lot of trips back and forth.
Man. And now we have a three-quarter day boat. Have to have full, as Doug Curran says in his spot, a full service.
That's right. Everything you want to go fishing, and boy, the nicest boats and the best captains and crews to do it. It's a lot of fun at Fisherman's Landing for sure. And we're having a lot of fun on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you want to join us, get in on the action, get in on the fun, have your chance to talk to Captain Taro. There's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local number. It's 858 area code 457. 1090 or 877-792-1090. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, we're giving away a great prize. One lucky caller is going to get a chance to go fishing and get in on that great Liberty, ride the beautiful boat, lay in the nice bunks, and have the killer Kobe beef burger, and have your fish RSW'd and the whole package. We're giving away a three-quarter day trip at the end of the show today.
Indeed. I want to mention next week, Let's Talk Hookup, a couple of great guests Saturday. Now, a guy that may argue that the best landing in San Diego, Captain Ryan Boschian on the San Diego, will be right here in the studio.
Yeah, second best landing for sure. There's no doubt about that.
But the guys at Seaforth may argue that, right, Taro?
Yeah, I think so.
You worked for Ryan for several years.
I did. I've actually known Ryan probably since I was 17. I actually worked with him when he owned the Mission Bell.
Wow.
Back, I think, 2003, I think.
I don't think there's any argument that Ryan's the man.
Oh, Ryan's awesome. Yeah. Ryan is a great teacher. He's a genuinely nice person.
Yep.
You know, and he's a great and he's a great fisherman.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought that was really cool. You mentioned at the beginning of the show that, you know, that Frank and Ryan came to you when the Liberty opportunity came out. I mean, how about saying that? A guy that's running, you know, at the time, without question, the best three-quarter day operation there was, and partly because, you know, his right-hand man could take the boat out and hold his own with absolutely anybody on the water, and that guy takes what's basically his, you know, his best weapon and says, hey, man, here's a great opportunity, you know, have at it. There's a lot to be said for somebody that wants better for the guys that work for him.
Good man. So next Saturday is going to be Captain Ryan Boschian from San Diego. And then next Sunday, John Ireland's coming up from the East Cape from Rancho Leonero.
Nice.
Will be here in the studio with us talking East Cape fishing, which, as you heard from Gary earlier, is just getting started there. Hey, let's talk to Jim Salazar. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. And good morning, Taro.
Good morning.
We're talking the first annual kayak fishing tournament, the Battle of the Bays, right?
We need some traction here. We got to get this thing going. I'm up to a whopping 8 pre-registered right now, and it's happening on May 6th. So we need to get some people registered on this darn thing. I can't believe they aren't registering. I've collected over $14,000 in prizes.
$14,000 in prizes. So if you have a tournament that has, you know, 20, 30, 40 people in it, you got a really good chance to win some great prizes.
Yes, you do. I've got over 40 sponsors, so there's a lot of prizes. Just about everybody in the raffle is going to win something really good. But we've done a couple things. We were at the Heroes on the Water benefit kayak tournament that was held yesterday in Mission Bay, and they had over 100 kayakers there. And the biggest complaint from the kayakers was the price of the tournament. It's $60, plus you have to be a member of CCA. So Wayne, Steve Moat, and myself were there. We listened to all their complaints and decided that we would take the requirement to be a CCA membership off of there.
Okay.
So it'll relieve that $30, extra $30. So now it's a $60 buy-in. And also to try and boost it up a little bit, I'm going to give a special drawing ticket out to the first 20 signups for a Phoenix Inshore Carbon SMX 77 MH rod.
Whoa,
that's $179 value right there. So
now let's be honest, Jim. Kayakers are notorious late signers. Every time something happens with a kayak tournament or whatever. Kayak guys, you know, wait till the last minute. And so to avoid that, you're throwing out a several hundred dollar value rod to encourage people to sign up right now.
Yes, I am. And the easiest way to sign up is to go to battleofthebays.com, click on that May 6th button that's on the bottom left, and that'll send you to the iAngler app, and then use PayPal. It's really easy if you use PayPal to pay it. This makes it so simple.
Yeah, it's such a great tournament. It's going to be such a good deal. Battle of the Bays, Saturday, May 6th in Mission Bay, Saturday, June 10th in Santa Monica Bay. So either bay you're in, you can.
Right, and then we'll have a captain's meeting at Fastlane with Afrin Abutin and Kevin Nakata both speaking. And that'll be on April 29th at 10 o'clock at Fastlane.
Okay, cool. Very good. Well, it's a great tournament, and we certainly hope everybody joins CCA anyway, but now you don't have to. You can just pay the $60 and have a chance to win. What'd you say, $15,000 in prizes?
$14,639 in prizes.
Jeez.
Collected. That includes Jeff Mariani's four-day all-expense-paid trip to Cedros. The only thing you have to pay for is your Mexican fishing license and your beer.
Sweet. Well, that's a good deal. Battleofthebays.com. Jim, keep it up, and I'm sure it's going to be a great tournament.
Thank you very much for all your help and all your support, Pete.
Good luck, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that very much. All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Taro, so let's talk to Chuck in Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys.
What's up, Chuck?
Happy Easter. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to eat some fresh yellowtail I caught yesterday on the sherry.
Sweet.
For Easter. Can't eat the cottontail, so yellowtail is good. You know, on the bunk thing, you know when you get off the boat, you feel kind of woozy? My kids, my son Chuck, always said, why are you driving so slow? Well, I'm still dizzy from the boat. Without that bunk, taking a nap, that sure saves a lot of trouble. And you feel so much better driving home. And then on this two-speed, you know, that death roll, you'll never get them out of that death roll without that two-speed. Those big tuna on his second, third fish, fighting it. You know, so that's the best thing I can say to bring is a two-speed.
No doubt.
It helps. Can you land a big fish without a two-speed? Absolutely. Happens every day.
Yeah, it does.
But does it make
it's a whole lot better.
It puts the advantage on your side, right? Yeah, when you get that two-speed going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a reason for it on big fish.
Yep, that's when the fight starts is when it's second.
I liked when you said that. That's a good call.
What'd you say, 150
feet? Last 100, 150 feet, that's when the fight starts.
Yeah.
They take out line, you bring it back. They take it out, you bring it back. But it's toe to toe, that's when they're straight up and down.
You just pace yourself until that point.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's key, too. Don't run out of energy because that's when you need it, right?
Cool, calm, and collected.
Yep. As a teacher used to tell me back when in elementary and high school, breathe through your nose.
Yes. Yep.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's jump to Jerry calling us from Corona. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, happy Easter, guys. How you doing?
Happy Easter.
Great, Jerry.
Hey, this is Jerry from Corona, that knucklehead that threw the keys in Rancho Leonero. I'm sure you guys remember that one. But the reason I'm calling is I was on the boat Friday. Were you there, Captain Taro?
Yeah, I think I was there on Friday.
Yep, yeah, I was one of the guys up front throwing an iron and had a great time. But I just wanted to give props on the crew, the boat, and Sarah. Unfortunately, I didn't get into the burgers because of the swell. It was a little tough. But it was a fantastic trip. My brother's on the boat today again.
Oh, awesome.
But my question is, you guys keep talking about the flat balls, which I had one, but what's the primary color? You seem to get bitten more.
Yeah, we've kind of had the color discussion, and we've all come to the point that it's almost the action that they like. You know, it kind of has that swooping action, kind of swinging back and forth when it's sinking out. And color, I think, might change a little bit when they're focused on a certain bait, you know. But when they're down deep, 200-300 foot, all they kind of see is the action. Rick was saying that a lot of the flat falls on the back of the jig, that, you know, when you go and buy it and you see the front color on the front of the package, they're all different colors, but on the backside, they're all pretty much around the chrome, shiny colored looking jig. Some of the colors I'd have in your tackle box would be a glow in the dark. Maybe though, I think it's like a purple squid or something, or I forget
the name. Anchovy sardine.
Yeah, you know, like if you're gonna go with the color, I would probably stay within the realms of like a natural color, a glow-in-the-dark to resemble a squid or an anchovy or a or a sardine. But we've seen them caught on all of those colors, and they wouldn't make them those colors if they wouldn't work.
What would you say is the best way for a guy to fish one? You know, Pete and I both got our Italica 12s and 16s and our 60-pound. We're up at the rail, and he's, okay, I got a school, and they're this deep. Is it just blindly let the thing fall, wait for one to climb on? Do you wind it back super fast like a yo-yo jig? Do you, like you were kind of saying during the break, do you lift it and drop it like that, you know, doink the lure at a certain depth? I mean, what would you say is the best way to get a bite on one?
The very best way that I've seen is letting it sink down there, but you're monitoring your sink. So as your jig is sinking, you're like you're monitoring it, because some of the bites are very subtle.
Okay.
You know, there's some of the bites that feel like a little perch bite, a couple little ticks, and it's like, well, that kind of feels weird. Put that thing in gear and start cranking. But monitoring your sink and paying close attention to your captain saying, hey, I see him down there 150 feet or 200 or 300 feet. So kind of keep in mind on how far you think your jig is. Maybe when you get it down there to kind of that depth, give it a few little sweeps of your rod, you know. Go and stop your spool. Give it a few sweeps to make it do something different, you know. I've seen guys get them bit, winding them in. They're at the point like, oh, man, I'm really far down there. I'm going to start to crank it in real fast now. I've seen guys get bit like that, but most of the time that I've seen guys getting their bites have definitely been on the sink.
Robbie Gant from Shimano told me, I said, how do you fish the flatfall? He said, what I like to do, I like to get it down into the zone and then thumb my spool. You know, thumb on the spool, stop the spool, let it go again, thumb the spool, stop the spool. So that gets the action of the lure kind of going. You got to watch it if you get a bite have your thumb on the spool.
Yeah.
So you got to be very cautious about that. But by what you're talking about is stopping the spool and then restarting it.
Start it
kind of makes a... Gives it a different look. Drives them crazy, right?
Yeah.
I got to eat this thing.
Gives them a different look.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that FishDope report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook, live or frozen. The most important point to remember when rigging a squid is to use that great Gamakatsu Octopus 4X hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter. While it's true that every captain has his own tricks on how to rig your squid, there's no question which hook to use. That's the Gamakatsu Octopus Hooks, and it's available at your favorite tackle store.
Indeed. Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Tao. How are you guys today?
Excellent.
Good morning. Doing great.
Good morning.
All right. Pete, how you feeling, buddy?
Much better today. Thanks, Dave. I'm still a little weak, but every day's a little bit better.
All right, yeah, we talked about you at my dad's birthday party yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy birthday, Dad.
I'm glad you're feeling better, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dad's doing great. We had a nice day yesterday celebrating his birthday. He made sure to tell everybody hello and thank you for telling him happy birthday. Now, guys, about the fishing, I don't know. We had a little bit of a wind deal going on all this week. Spotty wind conditions all over up in this area, in this zone up here. You know, it was tough conditions. It was tough for catching the squid. It's not that the squid's all gone. It was just tough. It was night after night of tough conditions with that full moon and all the wind that was blowing. It was just hard conditions. But when we would get a window and we would get some fishing going and we had some squid in the receivers and some squid, we had some pretty good fishing over at Catalina, over at Clemente, over at Santa Barbara Island. There's some yellows over there at all the islands. Yesterday was another one of those kind of weird days. There wasn't a lot of squid to be had anywhere. But I was with my dad for his birthday, so my new guide, Mike Maddox, took some of my clients over to Catalina yesterday, and they had just a phenomenal day. They were able to get a scoop of squid from one of the lifeboats on the back. They had no idea they were going to get it, and they took that to good use. They put it up there by Little Harbor, and they caught limits of white sea bass for those little kids. They had a great day and had really good barracuda fishing, lots of bigger barracuda and lots of calico bass. And, guys, this week's looking like it's going to be a really nice weather week. I'm looking at buoy weather right now as I'm talking to you. It doesn't look like we got much wind coming, so the moon's kind of going away, so that squid's probably going to pop back up. That bluefin's probably going to pop back up on the surface where guys can see it. and that kelp patty fishing, it really hinders it when it's all white cap and it's kind of hard to see it. So just hang on to your hats and get back out there fishing, guys. There's going to be plenty to catch this week. You're going to see some awesome counts.
All right.
My suggestion for the week.
Okay, there you go. Listen to Captain Dave. He knows, and especially there's some nice sea bass around, huh?
Yeah, that coastal sea bass thing is crazy. It's that vampire style fishing, though, and I don't do that. I have, you know what nighttime's for? Sleeping.
I hear you, Dave. But what about a 65-pound sea bass?
Did you see
Robbie Gant from Shimano, who we just talked about? He got his best ever. It was like 60, 65, something like that.
That was a big one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good one for sure. So congratulations to Robbie for sure. But he had the fever. He wanted to go like the next day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
You hook one of those things and
get under your skin,
man.
The stupid things get under your skin. Next thing you know, you're just like Dave saying, you're up all night and your boat's inked up and you only fish in the dark.
Yeah. Oh, man. Vampire.
They get under you, man.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one thing I might mention, too, is that Robbie broke three other big ones off, he said. So fish heavy.
Yeah.
They're not line shy at night.
When those things are dumb eating squid in the dark, you do not need to fish with a piece of 25 pounds.
Fish 80.
Give them the rope.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I tried that one night with Brandon Hayward, and I was taken to school really quick because it's the most violent fishing I've ever seen in my life. They're fishing 65 or 85 pound braid, and they're fishing straight 60 or 80 pound fluorocarbon, and they pull on those things harder than anything I ever saw. I'm like, wow. No, I'm not so much into that. I'll just wait for the calico bass to bite in the dates, huh?
Hey, of course, fishdope.com. Danny has all the numbers and all the info on Catalina, on this offshore fishing, as well as the coastal fishing. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, some must-have piece of gear in your tackle box, $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And how do we find Captain Dave Hansen? You know, Dave, I got to mention, after I took you out on my boat and we did that little snapshot on our Facebook page, I got so many emails. How do I get this guy to come out on my boat with me? This is what I need.
Yeah, I called you and told you I got the same thing. So many people listen to your show. It's amazing.
It's cool. Thanks to
it's absolutely amazing. It's so cool. This is such a great show, guys. And tune in every week because we turn you on to some of the coolest stuff that's going on in the water. So make sure you pay attention to what Pete and Rick are talking about. But you can get a hold of me a couple of different ways. I got a cool website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check that website out. Or give me a call at 949-374-0786. And the Big Hatteras will be back in action on May 1st, all brand new, cruising around at 25 knots.
Sweet. All right, Captain Dave, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. Hey, phones are packed up. They want to talk to Taro. So let's talk to John in West Hills. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for hanging in there, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, John. I guess John kind of puts
John's hanging
down
on his speakerphone.
Yeah, he's on the speaker.
Probably 7 seconds later, he'll probably
there
find
for
out that we're talking.
48 minutes and 20 seconds, and now he's going to miss his chance. Sorry about that. Hey, here's a guy that held even longer than John, Doug in Montebello. What's up, Doug?
Yeah, I was wondering right now on these tuna trips, how much fishing time are you guys getting out there right now? Come back in.
Yeah, you know when anytime you go offshore fishing, it's definitely a gamble because the ocean is huge. So it's you can't really set a number on the amount of fishing time that you get. You could definitely go out there and stop the boat one time and you'll just have the best fishing of your life. But there's definitely those days when you're offshore fishing that you might not even stop. It's kind of like one of those things that you're gambling, you know. Anytime you go fishing, it's a gamble. But you know, like we leave the dock at 5:30, and we definitely put our day in. There was a couple of days during this last week where we didn't get back till 8, so we're definitely putting in our time to give you the best opportunity available.
Three-quarter day fishing has changed so much over the last few years, whether it be the islands or offshore, and just the style of fishing. You know, with all of you guys are so proficient with your electronics, and I mean, frankly, the sea lion problems are so bad that the style of fishing used to be you go to the islands and you anchor up and you'd wait for the conditions to get right in the place you were anchored, and then you put enough bait in the water and the fish come to you. And it just, it unfortunately can't be that way anymore. Oh. And, you know, the end result is better fishing. I mean, you guys actively hunt those things down all the time. So the boat is just traveling more to get you on the fish. Now, granted, there's always the great days where you get on a drift and you're on it all day, but... You know, the fishing time is different. You know, the captain is fishing and trying to hunt those things down, and you're spending smaller periods of time with your bait in the water, but they're highest percentage. Exactly. Yeah, you're on the meat. You know, when your bait's in the water, you're there for a reason. It's not like the old days where you'd anchor up and wait for the conditions to change. Maybe you pick a fish or two, but that time is spent waiting for the fish to come to you. Now they're going to the fish.
That's so cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Rich and Bradley, you're next up on Let's Talk Hooker. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, and happy Easter to everybody.
What's up, Rich?
Well, kind of going along with Doug's question, is with the, what Captain Carl was saying earlier in this show about things are changing every single day. And he had also mentioned that passports are not part of the mix now because you're fishing USA waters. But I'm wondering, does he anticipate... a chance that later on in the season that we're going to probably need passports to on the three-quarter day boat to go out after whatever's going on at that time, and how much effort do we need to put into preparing for having a passport? What kind of lead time do you think we need?
I would say that I would start to get your passport situation getting started now.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, it, like 99% of our trips go into Mexico, and out of that 99%, I'd say 98% fish at the Coronado Islands. And in order to fish there, you're going to need a passport, mainly because we offer the visa that you have to buy, and it's everything is included in your ticket price, your visa and also your Mexican license. But you're pretty much going to need a passport whether you go on the Liberty or the San Diego or any of the three-quarter day boats. You're definitely going to need a passport. It's just this special situation that we have now where we're offshore fishing. You are outside of the zone that you need them. So it's just a special situation that we're doing now where you do not need one.
And here's the thing about that, too, is that offshore fish could slide in to within 12 miles of the Coronado Islands or 12 miles of the coast. Then you need a passport.
Then you need an
FMM. So the best thing to do is just have the passport. When you apply for the passport, get the passport card. Put that card in your wallet because that is good. You don't need to bring the regular passport. Leave that at home. Put the card like your driver's license in the wallet.
Exactly.
And you're done for 10 years.
Yeah.
So why mess around?
Yeah. And then, you know, guys, it's like, oh, it costs too much money and to get expedited and stuff like that. But it's good for 10 years. Like you pay that one-time fee for 10 years, and you don't have to worry about it.
And it's a simple thing to get.
Yes.
And if that fish is biting on the beach, you literally have to sit back and watch it happen because you can't go to where the fish are.
You won't be able to go.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Hey, it's the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 44 years as the premier yacht show. It's the Newport Boat Show, and it's going to be happening April 27th through the 30th at Lido Marina Village, right there in Newport Beach.
Such a cool show. More than 200 boats. They have trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. And you'll find a wide range of products. That's what makes the boat show so cool. They have services, you know, everything that helps boating more enjoyable.
Yeah, you bet. We'll be able to take a CT Keeper demo ride like we talked about yesterday, and it's going to be rain or shine, noon Thursday to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5. Admission's only $15. Active military discounts and kids 12 and under are free. They have free off-site parking and a shuttle service, too. For more information, check NewportBeachBoatShow.com. That's NewportBeachBoatShow.com. And get ready, the big 44th annual Newport Beach Boat Show starting April 27th.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, let's go live to the Royal Polaris. Captain Roy Rose is on the line right now. Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning. Happy Easter, guys.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Roy. You too, Roy. We're doing great.
Doing good. Hey, we're just finishing up the Nakaki trip here. We've scraped up 180 tuna here. A lot of that fish is that 50 to 80, 90-pound fish, but there's enough 100-pound, 120-pound fish mixed in. We just got a handful of 140s here this morning, one about 160, and we just threw on a 222.
Nice.
Last night we did get a 257. It's been good scratch fishing, and we got 162 wahoo to go with that, so we're finishing this up, and we got one other heavy one going right now, and I hope we get it.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome, Roy. Sounds
really good.
Yeah,
fishing.
Sounds like you're putting a great trip together.
Yeah, no, it's been at times it didn't seem like it, but no, it's come together good here now. So everything's rolling along just fine. We got this figured out. So anyway, I'm looking forward to coming back down. So
you know,
hopefully it holds up.
We talked about that last week on the show, the importance of having long trips and exactly that, and having time on the water, and the difference between being on a long-range trip where you have time to fish the conditions and you have time to, you know, scratch fish and put a trip together, and, you know, the difference between having, you know, long times on the ground versus those real quick, you know, PV-style hits is exactly that. You fish the conditions and you get things figured out and you catch a little bit, little bit, little bit, and all of a sudden you turn around and you add up to having a great trip.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at this list I got here. We got days for 14, 12. And then all of a sudden it starts rolling up to 40, 36, 22, 25. We had 17. Well, we got 19 this morning now. So, like I said, it's worked out good here. So, like I said, I'd like to see a little bit better sized fish, but it is what it is. You know, these guys, they all want them trophies. But we do have 8 over 2. In a handful of that 180, 190-pound fish.
Sounds like pretty good fishing
to
me. And
a lot fair of mix of the other stuff. So we're doing all right.
Yeah, I'd say.
I'd say
that so. Wahoo fishing sounds like it's pretty good filling the time, right?
Oh, yeah. A little something to break it up. And the good thing is it's we're getting it on the anchor. We're not having to troll around too much, so that's good.
Wow, that's awesome, Roy. Right on. Sounds like a great trip.
Well, if somebody wants to see you when you come back, or if there's any other spots available on the Royal Polaris, fill us in.
I believe there's a spot or two left on the next trip. It leaves, when do I get back? I think it's the 22nd. We leave the 22nd. You can check. There was an opening on it. But you can give the office a call. It's 619-226-8030, and we'll be back the 21st. We'll unload and get turned around and come back down for 15 days.
Fantastic. Roy Rose calling us live from Point South aboard the Royal Polaris. Appreciate that great report, Roy, and we'll see you back at the dock here real soon. Appreciate the call this morning very much. All right, let's find out what's cooking. Yanni's on the line from fishermansbelly.com. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Easter to all. Yeah. Your show has been so exciting this morning. I just have been listening. It's just awesome. Awesome.
Thanks, Yanni. Makes you want to go fishing, doesn't it?
It sure does. And for those lucky few that have escaped on Easter Sunday and are out there fishing, you lucky dog.
Yeah, for right. Sure. So on this Easter Sunday, what are we cooking today?
Well, our latest recipe that just came out this week is one of my all-time favorites, and that is ceviche. However, this particular ceviche recipe comes from Peru, which is considered to be the ceviche capital of South America. They enjoy ceviche all over South America. And by the way, the reason that ceviche actually is so popular in South America is the Spaniards brought it over years ago when they conquested South America from their escabeche recipe, which is an old medieval recipe that comes from the Mediterranean. So the South Americans have perfected ceviche, and I have taken a Peruvian recipe and made it simple and easy and super enjoyable for our fishermen here on this coast. Before I get into the recipe, which is really simple and easy, there are quite a few fishermen that I run into that still believe that ceviche is actually raw fish, and it's the furthest from the truth. Citrus actually cooks fish meat the same way that heat cooks fish meat. It denatures the proteins, it opens up the pores, and believe it or not, just like cooking fish over an open flame or in a frying pan or in a barbecue, you can overcook your ceviche. Years ago, when I first learned about ceviche, I would do what most people do, and that is immerse my fish in citrus juice overnight. And I didn't realize it, but I was literally overcooking my fish. Today, I have learned that you can simply put fish in citrus juice for a half an hour to an hour, And it's the same as getting medium rare or medium cooked fish. So take note, the longer you keep that fish in the citrus juice, the more it's getting cooked. And we all know that the number one rule in cooking fish is never overcook your fish. So
Boy, that's good info.
Absolutely, absolutely. So next time you guys create ceviche, put it in the citrus juice for half an hour and take it out and sample it and ask yourself, do I like it cooked like this? And if you want it a little more cooked, leave it in there for another half hour or an hour. But that's all you need. Now, listen, Peruvians love to eat ceviche. As a matter of fact, if you end up going to Peru or to Lima, for example, you will find cevicheria after cevicheria lining the streets. That's how crazy they are about ceviche over in Peru. And mostly they use snapper. However, you know, I've used snapper. In this particular recipe, I'm using halibut. And I've used tuna in the past. It really doesn't matter what fish you use as long as it's fresh. But the Peruvians love to eat ceviche with potatoes, especially sweet potatoes. So this particular recipe uses sweet potatoes, some peppers. I put some mild peppers in there. For those of you who like a little bit of spice, go ahead and add a Thai pepper in there or maybe even a habanero and spice things up. And my citrus I'm using for this recipe is limes. I've got 8 limes and I've got a couple of oranges. And the oranges add a little bit of sweetness and they kind of offset that bitter, sour taste of the lime. And what's really special about this recipe, what's really special about ceviche from South America, is they reserve the citrus juice and add booze to it and create a drink, believe it or not.
Wow.
It sounds wild. I've done it before in the past. I've gone to tournaments and served up ceviche and taken my ladle and taken the citrus juice out, poured it in a cup, added rum, added tequila, and handed it to the participants, and people have just gone crazy and wild over it. It's an unbelievable drink. It's called leche de tigre, milk of the tiger. I encourage you guys to try it. You'll be totally, totally blown away. It's just awesome. Check out the new recipe. It's on fishermansbelly.com. It's super easy to make. Within an hour or two, you'll be eating awesome Peruvian ceviche, and you'll be having a drink by the poolside that'll totally blow you away.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'll have it up on our website, hookup1090.com, on our Angler's Table recipe here later on this afternoon. But you can get it right now at fishermansbelly.com. Yanni, great job. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet, you guys. Have a great Easter. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Yanni. Very much. All right, Brian in Claremont, thanks for being patient. Brian, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Good morning, Brian.
I just wanted to see if there's a new lure, kind of like the waxwing was the past couple of years, that's popped up. Rick, we probably know. You guys might have said it on the show today. I'm just wondering if there's a new one I need to go pick up.
I would say the newest, you know, thing since the waxwing, exactly what we've been talking about all morning, the newest popular lure anyways has been effective for the tuna has been that flat fall. If you were looking for something that was a subsurface lure like a waxwing, Shimano's got those orcas, and there's a few different variations of orcas now. The original stick bait, and then they have some that are sinking and some that are floating, and now they've got jerk baits.
What about the new
Colt
Sniper jerk bait? Yeah.
Great call. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Colt Sniper's on their own, the dart jigs, and now they're making, in that Colt Sniper line, a jerk bait. So, there's definitely some very cool options right now. As far as effective lures go, it'd be really hard to beat a flat fall, but when that fish is up and splashing around, same deal. It's almost impossible to beat that Colt Sniper when they're on those anchovy balls.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Robert in Capistrano Beach, another patient caller. Thanks for joining us, Robert.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Easter. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. And good morning, Charles. A question for Charles. If I was going to come out on a 3-quarter-day trip, not knowing what's going on, and I decided to bring, in my range of tackle, 30-pound, 40-pound, 50, 60, and 80, would I be properly equipped, and could I eliminate any one of those rods so I didn't have to bring 5 rods out with me?
Hey, Robert, first I'll say it's Taro, not Charles. Taro. Okay. Taro, what do you think?
I would say on any three-quarter day trip, your basic setups are going to be a 25 and 30 pound and probably a 40 and 50 pound. If you wanted to bring two basic setups, it would be a 25 pound setup and probably a 40 or 50 pound setup. Whether we're fishing the Coronado Islands or we're fishing offshore, those are your two setups or two line classes that you would have. You could fly line with your lighter gear. You could fish a yo-yo jig with your 40 or 50. Or, you know, if we're fishing offshore, you'll, like, have that 40 or 50 pound for, like, fishing the tuna that we're seeing now. What I try to do with everybody is if you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you know, if there's something different or something special going on and we need the bigger line classes or maybe even smaller line classes, the fish are touchy, I kind of try to let everybody know so they're properly equipped when they come out. So in the, you know, in the future, you could follow us on that or even on our Liberty Sport Fishing website. We kind of have that on that on there too. But basically, you'd probably want a 25 and 30 pound, and probably like a 40 or 50 pound setup, and you would be covered for almost everything that we do
on your day. Liberty Facebook and Instagram page, do you post daily reports?
Try
and do that.
We try to give a daily report. And it all depends on what time I go to sleep at night. But, yeah, it's kind of, we definitely try to do it every day because every day is different and try to keep everybody in tabs and in the know of what's going on.
All right. Very good, Robert. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Yeah. So let me ask you this. I know this is offshore fishing. It's very tough on you, tough on the boat, tough on the crew. Are you looking forward to that Coronado Island time?
Yes, I am, because that's my favorite kind of fishing.
Yeah,
is yellowtail fishing.
Yeah,
you know that's what growing up in Southern California, that was the fish to catch. You know, you'd look in the Union Tribune like, oh man, they caught four today. I want to go catch them.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a challenge. You know, as like the captain now, and it's definitely a challenge catching them. And for anglers, you can catch them all different ways, and it seems like if you could pick your favorite way and you could catch a yellowtail, and it's just the funnest way to do it.
What's your most favorite way to catch a yellowtail? I think I know the answer. Right?
Oh man, there's not a question, and there's not a cooler way to catch a yellowtail than on the surface iron.
Surface
and
iron.
If you want to talk about a great boat for it, big, open, lots of room, that Liberty's a great one for it.
And the walkways up the rail.
Yeah.
Man, you could put like three people across on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three people are one iron bomber.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to make a real quick mention, too. Mike Lum just sent us a text reminding us that the Liberty is one of the boats that's going to be featured in Tuna Wars. Dave Marciano and Team Hard Merchandise are going to be on board the Liberty. So a very cool opportunity. One, not only to support friends of Rollo and go rub elbows with your favorite Wicked Tuna guys, but also a great opportunity to check out that beautiful new boat.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Sadro was on the show during the during the Let's Talk Hookup show at the live at the Hyatt Regency from the Fred Hall show.
He told us to be ready for that
episode 4. Did you watch it?
Oh my god, that was so rad.
He caught 5 in one day.
Yeah, that was cool.
And follow up the whole thing. So I sent an email to Sandro. Hey man, you were right.
Yeah,
that was quite the episode.
Very cool.
Congratulations. So we're hoping to Sandro's the future up-and-coming star of that place.
No doubt, man. That was fun.
No doubt about it. So congratulations to him. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Mike in Paradise is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. I just saw that episode last night, in fact. But I was going to ask Carl, let's say you have an epic day out there on the offshore, maybe for tuna, and you have multiple fish for everybody. Would it be a conflict of interest as to phone in if the guys wanted to have their fish processed at Fisherman's Landing? Could you call them in to meet us at the dock, or not to take away from the fish cleaning for the deckhands guys that work out?
You know, I've been talking to some of those guys, because now that we have the refrigerated saltwater fishing wells that, you know, keeps all your fish fresh, I've noticed that a lot of guys do take their fish whole, and you know, we definitely try to give everybody the best product that they can get. And I'm not sure if they would meet the boat at night. I kind of think that some of the companies now might come to pick them up.
Maybe as the season starts
it gets busier.
Overnight boats are coming. Sean and the guys from Fisherman's Processing may be there. So, but right now they're not there in the evening just because there's not a lot of boats going out.
Exactly. And it's kind of a thing where I think what you could do is you know you could probably invest in a big cooler or maybe even a kill bag, and it's not much of a problem to just bring it there the following day because.
Right.
If you keep your fish fresh on ice after they come off of the boats with the RSW, your fish is in perfect condition still.
Oh, yeah, and you want it to be done perfectly. You take it to Fisherman's Processing, and Raymond and the guys over there perfectly cut it and vacuum pack it and to your specs, and they do such a great job. So best thing to do with Fisherman's Processing, just call them in advance, let them know you're going fishing, and find out what they recommend you do with your fish when you get home. Hopefully you'll have plenty that you can take to them, for sure.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing aboard the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the 3-quarter day trip going fishing aboard the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego is Tony in San Marcos. Tony, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the Liberty.
Hey, speaking of the Islander, you just heard from the Islander there. We do have that day-and-a-half kayak trip in June, and a few spots still available. You can buy that on our website, hookup1090.com, on our shop page. You can get a spot secured on that trip. It always goes very, very quickly. The guys from Fastlane Kayaks have some opportunities for you to rent some kayaks if you don't have one. So check that out. Hookup1090.com on our shop page and get on that island day and a half. It's going to be a really good one. Also want to remind you, Dana Landing and Mission Bay will be hosting the Seakeeper demo boat Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week. So if you want to go to seakeeper.com and go take a ride, or just call Dana Landing and get on the list there, and you You will be amazed. That's all we can say.
Awesome.
Taro Takeuchi, Liberty Sport Fishing out of Fisherman's Landing. What a great show.
Yeah,
man.
Great job, man. Thank you for having me.
Fishing with you. We look forward to having you back. If somebody wants to ride the Liberty, which they should because it's quite a vessel, how do we do that?
You guys can call up Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500, or you could book online at fishermanslanding.com. The whole schedule for the months are on there. You could also look online at our Facebook and Instagram to kind of know what's going out on the ocean.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And you get the tackle recommendations.
Get the tackle recommendations,
yeah.
And see what happened on that day and kind of see how things are going.
Fantastic.
I'm ready
to
go just for another Kobe beef burger.
Man, I'm ready to go right now. I want to go fishing, but yeah. And you're running every day.
Running every day. We're going to take a little break for our Coast Guard inspection, our yearly, and then we're going to go right back into it.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Taro,
for
being here.
Thank
you. Hopefully hear from you on the water, for sure. And hopefully hear from you next Saturday and Sunday. Want to thank our buddy Adam and Ryan on the other side of the glass for helping us out today. Next Saturday, you heard it right, Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego, the man, the Yellowtail King, for sure, is going to be here in the studio next Saturday. Then next Sunday, John Ireland from Rancho Llanero and Baja East Cape will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.